You're with Monitor, and this is David Wayne, an American tourist in Peru this week priced a pair of Indian arrowheads at a local souvenir shop and was told they were $5. He thought this was a bit steep, but the shop owner reminded him that, after all, they were imported from California. Klaus Augerman's orchestra to the rescue with Matchmaker. Listening to Monitor 66 going with you wherever you go on the weekend. David Wayne here, and during this half hour, we'll visit with Caterina Valenti, enjoy the comedy of Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks, and listen to some of the most popular music across the nation. Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass and Spanish Flea is a good example. Thank you. Miss Caterina Valente, who sings, dances, plays guitar, tells jokes, looks pretty, and even speaks several languages, has no shortage of fans. One nationally known columnist referred to her this way: simply the finest female entertainer in the world. Some may challenge that opinion, but Caterina does perform with all the enthusiasm and confidence of a person who knows she has an abundance of talent. She covers family life, personal background, and some opinions of television around the world in this visit with Monitor reporter Joe Hyder.
Caterina, your background is truly that of a show business family, since mother was a comedian. Is this not so?
Yes, mother was a comedian, a marvelous musician, a great dancer. Well, she was actually what you would call the perfect entertainer. She was great. Not because she's my mother. That's another thing.
Naturally not.
It's completely another thing. And, well, I think she got that from her father. Her father was not a comedian, but he was a great musician and conductor. And he was the first serious musician to have a circus. Can you imagine that?
A serious musician with a circus. Was he strictly European?
Yes, he was Italian. And then he went to Russia. And then he had his own circus. It's unbelievable. And my mother had to learn, of course, being in the circus, to do everything. And then she chose to be a comedian.
How many languages do you speak?
Well, I speak only six.
Only?
I want to learn some more because, you see, it makes me angry with myself. I sing in many more, but I don't speak them. And it makes me feel funny. I would like to speak the languages I sing in. So, I'm going to pick up two more languages now, which would be a Brazilian, because I sing very much in Brazilian. I understand what I sing, but I don't speak Brazilian. I want to learn Brazilian and Japanese. These are the two languages I would love to learn.
Now, your background is a varied one. You were born in Italy?
Oh, no. No, no, no. I was born in France.
But of Italian parentage?
Yes. My father was Italian, but he lived many years in Sweden. And my mother was born in Rome, but when she was about 6 months old, she went to Russia with her father. And then they met in Russia, my father and my mother, and they got married in Finland. But we were born in France. But now I'm German, actually, because I married a German. But we live in Switzerland, of course.
What a mixed-up affair. This is truly a mixed-up affair, the life of Caterina Valente, but a delightful one, which brings to mind the fact that whenever one watches you perform, he gets the impression immediately that you certainly enjoy what you're doing.
I adore it. You know how long I've been on stage? 29 years.
That's wonderful.
29 years on stage and 25 on television.
Caterina, how does television, in Europe, for example, compare to our TV?
Well, it is different, of course. There is one thing I must say, that we European try as much as possible to copy American television, because American television is the best television in the world. First comes America, second I would say England, and third Japan. And then after that, but way, way, way after that, comes Europe. Of course, we have very good things in Europe, and every television country which I've been and worked with have, shall we say, their personalities, a thing they do very well. But as part of my business, show business, variety, singing, and shows like that, only the States. They are really the best. Germany, for instance. They have the best dramatic shows. They are really perfect. Even your newspapers in the States wrote critics about German dramatics that were so outstanding, and they really deserve it. They're marvelous. Now, the best live shows, improvisation, things that you thought when you see them, they were rehearsed for 10 days, that were taken live without any rehearsals. That's Italy. The light touch of improvisation. They are marvelous. And other countries like Japan, they have the most beautiful designs on television, which you can see. So every country has a personality, shall we say, in one way. But as to perfection, technically and organization-wise, United States is number one. That's my opinion.
Caterina Valenti, I think we've covered everything from running the gamut from show business to the home, and I want to tell you how much we've truly enjoyed having you on monitor.
I thank you. I enjoyed every second of it, Joe.
Miss Caterina Valenti, now this is Joe Hyder returning you to Monitor and Radio Central.
From the Valenti family, we move on to the Martino family, presented by Al Martino, singing his latest number, I Think I'll Go Somewhere and Cry Myself to Sleep.
Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. I just kissed the one I love for the last time, and never have her soft lips been so sweet. She's gone away and won't be back forever. Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. Not because I'm sad, because I'm weak. I can't stand the thought of life alone without her. Think I'll go somewhere and try myself to sleep. Just before she said goodbye, she called me darling, and slowly ran her fingers down my cheek. I thought I'd die when she said she still loved me. Think I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. I'll go somewhere and cry myself to sleep. Not because I'm sad, but because I'm weak. I can't stand the thought of life alone.
A short message on highway safety from the National Automobile Dealers Association. Many drivers think that seat belts are a safeguard only in high-speed accidents, but it's not true. A quick stop, even at 15 miles an hour, can throw passengers into the dashboard or windshield. So take a tip. Make sure you and your passengers wear seat belts every second you're driving. Some music to make the miles pass pleasantly. Coming up with Trini Lopez, just 1 minute away, here on the Monitor Beacon. David Wayne here as Monitor continues, as it will throughout the weekend, and just before Trini Lopez sings I'm Coming Home, Cindy, let's take a moment to check the names and features on Monitor tomorrow with host Barry Nelson. Coco, the famous circus clown who can boast four generations of circus clowns in the family tree, compares circus life of today and years ago. For comedy, there's Bob Newhart, Nichols and May, and Jonathan Winters. Joe Garagiola and Mel Allen cover sports, while Chet Huntley, Eileen Francis, and Hugh Downs will also be contributing to an afternoon of information, entertainment, good music, and lively listening. That's Monitor tomorrow with host Barry Nelson. Now, Trini Lopez and Cindy.
Though I've had girls aplenty out in the evening breeze, sailed on ships from Mendeley to the China seas. I'm coming home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming on home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming home, Cindy, Cindy, and then I'll make you mine. Huh! My true love lives in Natchez, and that's our way down sorrow. Got me longing for a kiss from her pretty mouth. I'm coming home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming on home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming home, Cindy, Cindy, and then I'll make you mine. She has a roving eye, and her voice is heavenly, sweet as apple pie. I'm coming home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm gonna make you mine. So get the parson ready, I've got that wedding ring. Church bells start to chime, everybody sing. I'm coming home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming on home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm gonna make you mine. One more time. Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming on home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming on home, Cindy, Cindy,
Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. Our stars right now, Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. As a newborn infant who has the miraculous gift of instant speech, here are Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks.
Little baby. Pardon me, little baby. Little baby. May we speak with you, little baby?
Hi. Are you my dad? I haven't met my dad yet.
No. Amazing. He does speak, but fortunately, he's talking. No, I'm not your dad. You haven't met your mother yet.
No, I haven't met Mom, but
You've been...
I know Mom, sure.
Yes.
I've been around
her. But you haven't seen her...
No, I haven't seen the outside. No.
I see. Do you hope that she is good-looking?
Oh, no, I don't care what she looks like. I'm not going to date her. I'm her child.
I see. That's right. Because it doesn't matter what she looks like. It's what's inside of her.
Oh, I know she's good.
You do know?
I know she's good. Because you can tell a person by what they are inside.
That's right.
Yes. And I was there. I was inside. I looked around. She's great. Great. Wonderful person. Yes.
By the way, you don't have a name yet. It says just Baby Brooks on there.
Yes. It says it's on these little pink feet. Hey, I'm a girl.
Well, you... I don't...
That's adorable.
Just a moment.
I think it's adorable. I'm a girl.
Just a moment. I think... you don't... Do you see well yet?
No, it's kind of a blur.
Well, that is pink. No, they're blue.
Oh.
You're a boy.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'll play ball and get drunk and things. I'll be fine.
You don't mind being a boy.
No. Is Bert Lancaster... What is he?
He's a boy.
Oh, that's good. I'll be like him.
Baby, it is most incredible that you're able to speak.
Yes,
you
it's
any
phenomenal,
idea,
isn't it?
Yeah. Any idea
it's
why...
It's kind of frightening, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's kind of kicking, isn't it?
Yes. But how did you... Why were you given this gift? How did it happen?
Well, it's very strange. I'm not sure myself. One of the doctors says it's like a tooth or
a prenatal tooth.
Yeah, that falls out when you're born.
The first hour of birth.
That's right.
Or prenatal hair on the show.
That's exactly that. And this is a phenomenon of intelligence.
You may lose this intelligence.
I may, as you're talking to me or a week later, but it'll fall out just like a tooth or extra hair.
Yes, well,
sure.
We better find out things about you right now while
go
we can.
Go ahead.
You know what's going on in the outside world. You know the celebrities of the day. Do you know the important people in the world today?
Some. I don't know. I'm not sure.
You don't know what you know?
No.
Do you know, for instance, Mickey Mantle?
No.
Queen Elizabeth?
No.
Fidel Castro?
No.
Have you heard of Cary Grant?
Oh, sure.
You heard of...
Well, everybody knows Cary Grant.
Well, how did you know him and nobody else?
Well, because my mother used to take me to a lot of Cary Grant pictures when I was inside her. See?
And you could...
It was muffled, but I kind of heard... That was...
I see. Now, when you grow up, do you have any ambitions yet? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I'd like to put on a little weight.
Oh, you will. You will.
I don't see how I could, drive a bus or anything. I'm only about 7 pounds.
14, yes.
Sure.
But what else would you like?
The wheel.
You know anything about your mother?
My mother is definitely an intellectual.
How do you know that?
Well, because she reads a lot of big, fat, heavy books.
How do you know that?
Because the books lay on my head. It's on resting on a bell, and they crush my head. I have,
Is that a beauty marker behind you?
No, that's a bookmark. That's one of those big, heavy books.
I see. Yeah. I see. I'd like to know what you feel about your father.
I feel that Dad is the kind of guy that will gaga some.
With what? With what? I didn't get that.
I feel that my father will always be the kind of guy that will take me to ball games and will be buddies and will sign Nifoy.
Will you sign Nifoy? I don't understand you. What do you sign Nifoy? What does that mean?
I think that my father and I will probably get along well together since we're both boys. We'll probably run around and play ball and give
I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, he's losing his intelligence. Are you losing your power of speech? You still have your...
Lala, Gasan.
No, you're not making sense now. I don't understand you.
Hey, maybe
can you pull yourself together?
Sure.
Hold yourself together.
Yes, I'll hold it together.
What
yes.
do you think
Keep
we
that
should... To make the world a better place to live in.
Birds.
What?
The Nile hype.
What? Do what?
Oh, God, God.
Well, you're losing. I don't understand.
Monitor on stage, and that was Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks as the newborn infant. Singing strings and Lara's theme. Our general theme around here each weekend is information, entertainment, all-round interesting listening at home or while you're on the road, because we span the continent on NBC Radio. In Asheville, North Carolina, we're heard on station WLOS. By the way, stay right on the line for the good local programming, which has made NBC stations the leaders in their respective areas. As for us, it's good night time with best wishes for a pleasant weekend. This is David Wayne.
This is Monitor, over 10 years of service to the NBC Radio Network.